I have good news. Our tech guru, Jesse Feiler, is joining us once again, and I have even better news. We were discussing the ever-sexy topic of the EU General Data Protection Regulation. Ooh, pinch me. Jesse Feiler is an app developer, author, and consultant specializing in small business and nonprofit organizations. His most recent books are the Nonprofit Risk Book, Finding and Managing Risk in Nonprofits and NGOs, written with Gail Naowith, and Learn Computer Science with Swift. His most recent apps are Cyber Continuity, a free app to learn about your vulnerabilities, and the Nonprofit Risk app, a companion to that book. Am I missing anything that's new that's out?
Not that's out.
Okay, all right.
And we don't pre-announce
it. No, the forthcoming, we'll wait till it's out. Good morning. It's always a pleasure.
Good morning.
All
Good
right.
To be here.
Why should we care about the EU General Data Protection Regulation, which goes into effect on the 25th, only 3 days from now?
Yes. Why should we care about
why
it?
Why should we care about it?
For a whole bunch of reasons. And it's particularly important. Well, it's important for everyone. But what has happened is that the EU has regulations on various topics, including this one. So they have a regulation on data protection, privacy, and so forth. We don't have a comparable regulation or law nationally to protect data. And that means, and there are lots of reasons for that. It's not necessarily good or bad. It has happened for various reasons. But the EU, which tends to have more regulations than we do in certain areas like this, has decided to come up with regulations for privacy. And companies that do business in the EU need to abide by the new privacy regulations. Since there isn't really a comparable U.S. set of privacy regulations, there may be at some point in the near future because of incidents that have happened, like with Facebook. And I think Zuckerberg is speaking to the EU, I believe, even as we speak or has just finished speaking about this because there are lots of privacy issues there. But since we don't have a comparable guideline, a lot of companies, big companies, are adopting the European guidelines so that they will be compliant with what the EU wants. And they are using that worldwide because the web is indeed worldwide.
Right.
So that's why we care about it. If you have been looking at your email in the last few months or so, but particularly the last few weeks, you probably have gotten emails from Google, Facebook, everyone, every organization, particularly social media that you deal with, saying we have new terms of service, new privacy regulations and
Correct.
So forth. Have you seen things
yes.
like that? Yes.
Yeah.
That's all because of the EU GDPR.
And it makes me feel momentarily guilty that I should be doing something that I'm not doing, and then I click on it to fully immerse myself. I get about three paragraphs into it, and I think to myself, oh, okay, I don't know what they're talking about.
It's really simple what they're talking about.
Okay. Because they don't make it sound simple.
I have on, well, on.
You may disagree. That's, I find it difficult to understand it.
No, I totally agree with you. But that is why on the website we have put together some.
Yes, made it easier.
Made it easier so that we have a lot, not a lot, quite a few of the new policy regulations for Facebook, for Google, for Twitter, and so forth. But we also have a couple of articles on there that are really to the point and brief. And one of them called IT Governance, which is on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved it to the top because I like it. It's like a page long.
Oh, okay. So very to the point.
Pithy.
Yes.
With a TH.
Yes.
And I have the summary in front of me. There are three rights that they talk about, and then five subsidiary rights. So as soon as you say that there are three things to focus on, three is sort of a manageable number for most people.
Yes.
You know. And I'm talking about the regulations, and these are legal matters, and we Do you have a recording you can push a button for that we're not giving legal advice?
Yes, it's implied, I think.
Yes. So, but here are the three main rights from IT governance that are enshrined in this regulation in Europe that a lot of companies are starting to abide by. The right to access. You should be able to see the data that a company has on you.
All right.
The right to rectification, which means if there's something wrong, there is a path you can take to have the person, the organization that is collecting this data, correct it.
Okay.
Very important. And then a big one is perhaps one of the ones that people haven't thought about too much is the right to erasure. So you can say if someone has data on you, you can ask that it be corrected, and you can ask that it be erased.
Does that impact things like credit reports?
Once you get into finance, so there are certain yes and no.
Okay.
Because credit reports in this country are governed by all sorts of other regulations in the financial services sector. So this is really for social media.
Okay. So when you say those three things, they all make sense to me. When it comes to the second one, though, to actually be able to correct something, does this guarantee that that will be an easy process? And the reason I ask this is a very cynical question because, you know, we all have these things where they say, would you like to protect your trip? And you think, oh, well, that's a good idea. I'll pay the extra $5. I'll protect my trip. And then that way, if I don't go, I'll get my money back. And then you find out it isn't that easy to do that. And you may never get your money back. So the cynical me is asking the question of, oh, okay, so there is a way forward to actually correct the information, but is it something that anyone will actually be able to do?
There is my personal feeling on this is that by putting these rights together and these rules, and different people interpret them in different ways. The GDPR does four of them, but these are the main things that you should be able to see what people have on you, correct it, and erase it. How easy it is depends on the organization that is implementing these rules and on how much of a fuss people make about it. I think because these are happening in Europe and in the terms of service that many of these social media companies are promulgating around the world, people are starting to think that maybe they will demand this.
So when you get a safety in numbers, if you will.
Yeah, so it's not just some crank named Joe Donahue complaining about something. It's a whole consortium of cranks named Joe Donahue and Jesse Filer complaining about something. And together,
we'll take on the world.
Yeah, yeah. And win. But... one of the articles that I have there is from Brian Chen, who took advantage of the new privacy policies for one of the social media sites. I think it was Facebook. And the article is linked there. And he downloaded the information. This is part of visibility. The visibility that Facebook had accumulated on him. And the amount of data that I think he looked at what Twitter had on him, and he used the option to get what Apple has on him. Mm. And he points out that Apple had stored a lot less data, much, much less data than the other companies. And that's where we get to the thing that we've always started dealing with here is the organizations that are collecting data in order to sell ads. They collect more data. And some companies, and I know I always sort of like Apple because I deal a lot with it, but it's true. Apple collects much less data. So once...
And is it safe to say, I mean, yes, there's a marketing aspect to it, but it's also somewhat altruistic in the sense of, and I know I'm going to get flack about using that word, but they're using it to make their products better. Yes? I mean, am I making too much out of that?
I don't know. I think everyone is doing this to make things better. Is it better that if you look up Cat6 Ethernet cable?
Yes.
Just because you have to buy 100 feet of it, don't ask.
Okay. What's going on in the Filer household? All right, go ahead.
But I looked up a few places to find out what sort of price we're talking about.
Yep.
And then I noticed, like, for the next day or so, I saw ads on the Google search engine and so forth for Cat6 cable.
Yep.
Now, does that make my life better?
It can.
Could.
Yeah.
But to say the data that's collected makes the search engines more powerful and more customized because they give you the information that you have already shown some interest in, that's better in one set of criteria. Another set of criteria is that I don't really care for that. I want to control everything. I want to control my data. So you can't say it's altruistic. It's a different model.
Yes.
So that's as far as I will go. And I mean that. It really is because they're two different things. But one of the things that Brian Chen's article shows when he looks at what the data is that they had all collected on him, if I think everyone should either do that for yourself or read an article. There are several out now about people who have downloaded the data that's there on them. So if you see the data that is collected as you are browsing the internet and doing all of the mm-hmm. things that we all do, the next time you log on to a site and it asks, do you want to create an account? And, you know, there's this boilerplate code that most of us don't read of what, you know, why do we collect this data and so forth. If you take one of these articles and read it and see the kind of data that is being collected, the next time you are presented with this thing, this dialogue that says, would you like to log in? We will give you an account. We will collect data and do so and so with it. Having seen the kinds of data that they are collected and the detail that they are collecting may allow you to make a more informed choice, not just for Google or Twitter or whatever, but for all of those things. So you really get a sense for what data you are agreeing to share.
Jesse, as always, has put up information on his website, and it's champlainarts.com, champlainarts.com, and you'll find out all about this, which goes into effect on 5/25. So there
Friday.
You go. Friday it is. Really interesting stuff. The really wonderful articles up there, champlainarts.com. Jesse, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.